Good morning, everyone.
各位早安。
Happy New Year.
新年快乐。
Let's pray together.
我们先祷告。
Father in heaven, we look to you.
亲爱的天父，我们仰望你。
Our eyes are upon you, Lord.
我们定睛望向你。
For you are our deliverer and our savior.
因为你是我们的救主。
Would you turn to us, Lord, and be gracious to us?
给我们怜悯。
Would you give us your Holy Spirit now, Lord?
让你的圣灵引导我们。
We pray that we would understand and hear your voice.
我们向你祷告，能够听见你的声音。
Let this time be an encounter with you, Lord, with your person.
专心跟你在一起。
In Jesus' name we pray.
祈祷奉主耶稣的圣名。
Amen.
Amen.
Happy New Year, so let's start off right.
新年快乐，一年新希望，新开始。
Let's talk about the most pressing need in our church right now.
让我们先提到我们教会最需要的事情。
And the most pressing need of our church right now is prayer.
最重要的事情是祷告。
This is very serious.
这是很严肃的事情。
1 Peter 5:8 says, Be sober-minded and be watchful.
彼得前书第五章说，务要警醒，谨守。
Because your adversary, the devil, prowls about like a roaring lion.
因为你们的仇敌魔鬼如同吼叫的狮子
，and he's seeking someone to devour.
遍地游行，寻找可吞吃的人。
Now this is very serious because each of us is in a spiritual battle.
因为我们每个人都在属灵的征战当中。
And you cannot win spiritual battles using money.
属灵征战不能用金钱来战胜。
You can't win spiritual battles using logic.
也不能用逻辑来战胜。
You can only win spiritual battles through prayer.
只能用祷告。
Now, I know a lot of us are going through our own spiritual battle right now.
我们知道每个人都会经历到属灵的征战。
Maybe Satan is prowling around in your life.
因为撒旦魔鬼就像吼叫的狮子一样。
He's seeking to find some way to eat your heart out for God.
他们在寻找可以吞吃的人。
He's looking for some foothold or sin that he can use to get you down.
他想找你生命中的罪来对付你。
But you got to take this spiritual battle seriously.
所以属灵的征战是很严肃的事情。
We all have an adversary trying to take down our faith.
这个仇敌魔鬼要把我们打倒。
But here is where Jesus' words are our biggest comfort.
但是上帝的话语来安慰我们。
He says this in John 16.
约翰16章33节。
He said, I have said these things to you that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but take heart, I have overcome the world.
我将这些事告诉你们，是要叫你们在我里面有平安。在世上你们有苦难，但你们可以放心，我已经战胜了世界。
Now that is why we have to pray.
这就是为什么我们要祷告的原因。
Because when we pray, we're connecting to the one who is our peace.
因为我们祷告的时候，就跟独一真神一起有平安。
When we pray, we abide in the one who has overcome the world.
我们祷告就跟主里合一，有战胜。
And he can help us in our tribulation.
而且他在我们苦难的时候会帮助我们。
See, that's what prayer is.
这就是祷告的目的。
Prayer is abiding in God.
祷告是与主合一。
It's getting to God into his presence.
是靠近主。
It's not necessarily getting the answers.
不是只是寻求答案。
Now you got to understand that distinction.
这是有分别的。
Because a lot of people pray just to get answers.
很多人祷告是为了找答案。
They pray long and hard for God to answer them in this area.
他们专心的祷告，希望说在某些方面找到答案。
And you know, when God doesn't answer for a long time, they think, "What's the use? I'm tired of praying."
有时候祷告很久，然后没有得到答案，就觉得我们为什么要祷告？没用嘛。
And maybe that's you today.
这可能就是我们的光景。
Maybe you're saying, "I'm tired of praying."
啊，祷告实在很累，一点用都没有。
Prayer to you seems like a chore. It seems like a burden.
好像是一个负担，是一件愁苦的事情。
And you know, to be honest, you might even say you're sick of praying, because what's the use?
有的人甚至很讨厌祷告，因为一点用都没有。
Why isn't God answering?
为什么上帝不回答我？
Now listen very carefully to James 4.
很注意的，我们来看雅各书第四章。
James says this: You ask and do not receive because you ask wrongly to spend it on your passions. You adulterous people, do you not know that friendship with the world is enmity with God? Therefore, whoever wishes to be a friend of the world makes himself an enemy of God.
你们求也得不着，是因为你们要求要浪费在你们的宴乐中。你们这些淫乱的人啊，岂不知道与世俗为友，就是与神为敌吗？
Now basically what this is saying is that prayer is not just asking God for answers.
所以祷告不是向上帝求取答案。
Because you'd be committing adultery against God if you think prayer is just getting what you want.
如果觉得 祷告就是要求取答案，那就是等于犯淫乱。
Prayer is just saying, God, your will be done.
因为我们祷告是说主的旨意成全。
And we need this in our church very badly.
我们教会实在需要祷告。
We need people willing to really pray.
我们需要会众不断地为教会祷告。
To seek God's will instead of our own will.
来寻找主的旨意，不是我们自己的意见。
Instead of bringing our agenda to God, ask God, what is your agenda for me?
不是为了自己的需要，而是为了上帝的需要。
Now, can we take a moment and do that?
让我们花一段时间。
Can we just sit in our seat and silently pray that God would reveal His will to you?
让我们静静地向上帝祷告，希望他的旨意能够向我们显现。
Let's ask Him to make this year more about Him and less about us.
让我们把今年是有关主，把主放唯一为主，不是我们自己为主。
Let's take 1 minute.
我们来花一分钟祷告。
Heavenly Father, your will be done.
亲爱的上帝，愿你的旨意完成。
Lord, often our will is not your will.
因为我们的旨意有的时候不是跟你的旨意符合。
And so, Lord, would you give us your best?
把你最好的赐给我们。
In Jesus' name we pray.
祈祷奉主耶稣的圣名。
Amen.
Amen.
I was really touched when I read this verse in Colossians 4.
我被哥罗西书第四章的一些经文感动。
In Colossians 4, Paul is giving his final instructions to the church.
这是保罗给教会最后的指示。
And his first of the final instructions is pray.
他的最后指示第一条是祷告。
So we're going to see here 4 instructions on prayer.
所以有四个指示都是有关祷告。
So you can look at it on the back of your bulletin.
所以我们看节序表的背面。
The first is this.
第一条。
Pray continually.
不停的祷告。
Pray continually.
继续恒切的祷告。
All right, look at verse 2.
我们来看第四章第二节。
It begins, continue steadfastly in prayer.
如果我们继续恒切的祷告。
Now, have you heard the story of Angela Yuan?
你们听过一个 Angela 的故事吗？
She's a mother who's famous for praying.
她是一个 很有名的母亲，因为她不断的在祷告。
You see, her son ran away from home.
她的儿子逃家。
And he embraced a lifestyle of homosexuality.
然后同性恋的生活。
And he also was a drug dealer.
而且用药，用毒品。
Her son's name is Christopher.
她儿子的名字叫做 Christopher.
And Christopher was arrested for having 9.1 tons of marijuana in his apartment.
他的儿子因为在他的公寓里头有九吨重的大麻烟，所以被捕。
And then he went to jail.
所以他被关在监牢里头。
When he was in jail, the doctor told him, "You're HIV positive."
然后他在监狱的时候，医生告诉他得到艾滋病。
Now you know his mom had no idea this was going on with her son.
他妈妈不知道他儿子的近况。
Because he had run away.
因为他逃家。
All she could do for her son the whole time was pray.
妈妈唯一能做的就是为儿子祷告。
So she set up a little prayer closet in her bathroom.
所以她在卧室里头选了一个区域，就是专门为儿子祷告。
Every day she spent at least 2 hours praying for her son.
每天至少花两个小时以上为儿子祷告。
Now here's an excerpt from her journal.
这个就是她的祷告的日志上面的一些。
She wrote, "Lord, I will stand in the gap for Christopher."
我会站在我儿子的空位上面。
I will stand until Christopher's heart changes.
我会站在这个空位上，直到他的心改变。
I will stand in the gap every day and fervently pray.
我会站在这个空位上，每天火热的祷告。
And though the enemy seeks to destroy, I will not quit to intercede.
虽然敌人想要毁灭他，我还是会不停的祷告。
Even if it takes years.
尽管要花很长的时间。
And it did take years.
然后真的花上了好长的一段时间。
She prayed for her son 7 years.
她不停祷告七年之久。
And here's how God answered her prayer.
这是上帝怎么样应许她的祷告。
Remember, they had no contact.
他们完全失去联络。
Christopher went to prison.
他的儿子进了监牢。
When he was there, he saw something in a trash can.
他在垃圾桶看到一样东西。
It was a little green book, and he walked over and picked up the book from the trash can.
看到那是一本书，所以他就捡起来看。
He found out it was a Bible.
居然是一本圣经。
So he went back to his cell and he didn't know what to read in the Bible.
所以他回到他的房间，然后他不知道应该读哪里。
So he just lay down on his bottom bunk. He was on a bunk, so he was looking. He was laying down on the bottom one.
因为他是睡在下铺，所以他就躺在床上往上面看。
And as he looked up, he saw that there was something scribbled on the bunk above his head.
结果上铺的底端有人在上面涂鸦。
And it said this.
上面这么说。
If you're bored, read Jeremiah 29:11.
如果你无聊的话，就看耶利米书29:11。
And he thought, I'm bored.
他说，我现在是很无聊。
He took his Bible and turned it there.
所以他就把圣经翻到那里去。
And he read this. He read, For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future.
上面说耶和华我知道向你们所怀的意念是赐平安的意念不是降灾祸的意念要叫你们末后有指望
Now Christopher said、oh, I've hit rock bottom
那他的儿子说哎呀我已经跌到谷底了
So this is the only promise I have to hold on to
这个是我唯一的应许
So he took God at his word
所以他就信任了上帝的应许
Over that year Christopher read through the whole New Testament
所以他花了一年把整个新约念完。
And he ended up putting his faith in Jesus at the end of the summer.
到夏天快要结束的时候，他决定信靠耶稣。
He just asked Jesus, "Forgive me for my sins."
他要求耶稣饶恕他的罪。
And he felt I should call my mom.
然后他觉得我应该打电话给妈妈。
Now imagine how crazy it must have been to be Angela.
所以你想想看，他妈妈接到这个电话时候的表情。
You get a call from your son, and he's in prison.
你儿子从监牢里头打电话给你。
And he says, "Mom, I'm a Christian now."
然后说，妈，我现在信主，我是基督徒。
God has saved me.
上帝拯救我。
You can imagine how crazy that felt, right?
所以这根本是非常疯狂的事情。
So look at verse 2 again.
然后我们回头看看第二节。
You see, this is a picture of what it means to continue steadfastly in prayer.
这个就是不停祷告的图片。
Don't give up.
不要放弃。
We have a tendency to give up.
我们常常很快放弃。
Maybe you pray once and twice and then you're like, oh, I give up.
有时候只祷告一两次我们就放弃了。
But you know, if you're praying for something that is clearly God's will, don't give up.
如果你觉得你祷告是上帝的旨意，绝对不要放弃。
Don't cease to stand in the gap for those that you know need to know Jesus.
你就要站到这些人的空位上，不停地为他们祷告。
Because when we're praying, nothing is hopeless.
因为我们祷告的时候，永远有希望。
So continue steadfastly in prayer until the victory is won.
所以要继续恒切的祷告，直到得胜。
Now I do not know who you are considering in your life is a lost cause right now.
也许你认识一些人，你觉得说完全没有希望。
Like you think of this person, you go, you know what? I don't want to even pray for that person because that person is a lost cause.
我不需要为这个人祷告，因为他实在坏透了。
This is God telling you they're not.
这是上帝告诉你这个不是。
He is calling us to pray for them.
因为这个念头就是上帝要你为这个人祷告。
Do you know why God is bringing them to your mind so that you will pray for them?
为什么上帝让你想起这个人就是要你为他们祷告。
All right, God has put them there for a reason.
上帝把他们放在你的念头里头是有原因的。
Now I know there is someone who God has put on your heart right now.
我知道你心里一定有些人，上帝把他放在那里。
And so I want to take a little time for you to pray for them.
所以花一点时间为这个人祷告。
All right, can we take 1 minute to pray for this person that's on your heart?
让我们花一分钟为这个人在你心上的人祷告。
Heavenly Father, would you save these people that we're praying for?
亲爱的天父，请你听我们垂听，为这些人祷告。
Thank you that when you are there, there is no such thing as a lost cause.
因为在你，没有人是迷失的。
In Jesus' name we pray.
祈祷奉主耶稣的圣名。
Amen.
Amen.
So the first instruction is pray continually.
所以第一个指示是要我们不停的祷告。
Now here's the second instruction.
第二个指示。
Pray watchfully.
就是要警醒的祷告。
See, it says in verse 2.
这是第二节。
It says...Being watchful in it.
就是要警醒的祷告。
Now, what does it mean to pray watchfully?
那警醒祷告是什么意思呢？
What does it mean to be watchful? What do we need to be watchful about?
那我们要警醒什么呢？东西呢？
Now, this is referring back to what Jesus said to his disciples in the Garden of Gethsemane.
这是在哥西马尼园，耶稣跟他的门徒去讲的话。
Do you remember when Jesus was with his disciples in the garden?
记不记得在哥西马尼园的事情？
Jesus was about to get arrested.
因为耶稣马上就要被逮捕。
So he brings his disciples to this garden and he says, pray with me.
所以他把门徒带到花园里头说跟我一起祷告。
Pray for me because I need strength.
因为我需要能力。
Now here's the exact line that he says to them.
这是他的祷告的内容。
In Mark 14, he says, watch and pray that you may not enter into temptation.The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak.
马可十四章三十八节，总要警醒祷告，免得入了迷惑。你的心灵固然愿意，肉体却软弱。
Now there's that word, watch.
这个就是警醒的意思。
So Jesus is saying, pray watchfully that you will not fall into sin.
就是要警醒祷告，不要进入罪的里头。
Pray watchfully that you will turn away from sin.
所以向罪转离。
You see, sin is like a virus on your computer.
罪就好像是电脑的电脑的病毒。
And so you need an antivirus.
所以我们就要防病毒的程式。
And an antivirus is great because you can scan and it will find a virus that you cannot see on your computer.
因为这些程式可以扫描，找出我们看不到的电脑病毒。
And once you run the scan, oh, there's the virus, right?
所以扫描的时候，你可以找到电脑病毒。
You see, that's what prayer does for your spiritual life.
这就是祷告在你灵命上面做的工作。
You might think your whole life is doing fine, but you pray and oh my goodness, there's something there.
因为你也许觉得你人生没有问题，但是你祷告的时候，你发现你人生有缺失。
It just makes you more spiritually sensitive to what God wants to do in your life.
所以让你更敏感，知道上帝要你做什么。
And then maybe you go, oh no, there's some sin infecting my life. I should bring it to the Lord.
然后发现生命当中有些罪。
Let Jesus' blood, you know, cleanse that stuff out.
然后希望耶稣的宝血洗净我们的罪。
So prayer wakes you up to the sin that could kill you.
所以祷告可以让我们从罪里头醒来，那些罪可能让我们死亡。
What sin are you struggling with right now?
也许我们每个人都有罪在挣扎。
Is it greed?
也许是贪。
Is it lust?
也许是欲念。
Is it pride?
也许是骄傲。
I just delivered a sermon last week at my church called Humility, and we all struggle with pride, right?
所以我上个礼拜就是讲到是谦虚，因为我们每个人都很骄傲。
See, the problem with sin is that it's so hidden, right?
因为罪常常不显明。
But when you pray, the sin comes to mind, it comes out.
可是当我们祷告的时候，罪就会显露出来。
So that it can be taken out of our life.
所以我们就可以把罪从我们的人生里头除去。
Now that's what it means to pray watchfully.
这个就是警醒祷告的意义。
Be very alert, not asleep.
所以一定要维持醒着，不要睡着。
And then ask God to remove these temptations and these sins that could ruin your life.
求上帝把我们的罪除去，不会把我们的生命毁灭。
Yeah, what is it? Is it anger? You know?
也许是愤怒。
Pray that the Lord will remove it from your life.
让上帝把我们的愤怒从生命中除掉。
Now, right now, you might be very mad about how someone else in your life is sinning against you.
也许你觉得哦，生命里头看到别人犯罪。
But do you see that your own sins are just as bad?
但是我们的罪有的时候一样糟糕。
That's why Jesus says to us, "How can you say to your brother, 'Brother, let me take out the speck that is in your eye,' when you yourself do not see the log that is in your own eye? You hypocrite," he says, "first take the log out of your own eye, and then you will see clearly and take the speck that is out of your brother's eye."
路加福音说，你不看见自己眼中有梁木，怎能对你弟兄说，容我去掉你眼中的刺呢？你这假冒为善的人，先去掉自己眼中的梁木，然后才能看得清楚，去掉你。 弟兄眼中的刺。
So what Jesus is saying is, please don't point the finger at other people's sins.
所以不要指责别人。
Please point it at yourself.
要先指正自己。
Make sure you're walking with God.
要确定我们是与主同行。
Make sure that's first before you confront anybody else.
我们要先做到这个，才能够去指责别人的不是。
All right, now you might be thinking, well, if that's the case, then I can never help anybody else.
如果这个样的话，我大概没有办法帮别人。
Because there are so many logs in my life.
因为生命中有太多的梁木。
Yeah, okay, so this is not what Jesus is getting at. He doesn't want you to feel paralyzed.
但是上帝并不是要你觉得瘫痪。
He's saying, if you notice that there are logs in your life, that's God working in you. Bring it to the Lord.
如果你发现生命中有梁木，这是上帝的旨意，把它带到主的面前。
Pray before Jesus and name those logs. Let him take it out of your life.
在耶稣面前祷告，把这些梁木带到他面前，求他除去。
And after we repent ourselves, we maybe can help our brother or sister take the speck that is out of their eye.
让我们除去自己的梁木，就可以帮助弟兄把他们的刺除去。
You know, Jesus never said be perfect before you help other people.
耶稣基督从来没有说我们要完美才能够帮助别人。
No, he was just saying be humble.
只是说我们要谦虚。
Recognize that you're no better than your brother or your sister.
我们跟弟兄姐妹都一样。
We all need to come to Jesus to deal with our sin.
我们都需要来到主前面前认罪。
So pray watchfully.
所以这就是要警醒祷告。
Be watchful that no sin will be taking over your heart.
祷告就是罪不会成为生命里头的主。
Are any logs coming to mind right now?
然后看看自己生命里头有没有梁木。
Let's take a moment and bring that to Jesus, okay?
然后我们花一点时间自己反省一下。
Lord, we confess our sin before you.
亲爱的主，我们在你的面前承认我们的罪。
Holy Spirit, will you take this sin out of our life?
求圣灵把我们的罪带走。
In Jesus' name we pray.
祈祷奉主耶稣的圣名。
Amen.
Amen.
So pray continually.
所以持续祷告。
Pray watchfully.
警醒祷告。
Now thirdly, pray thankfully.
第三个就是要感恩祷告。
Look at verse 2.
我们再来看第二节。
It says, with thanksgiving.
就是我们要感恩祷告。
Now, of course, it's widely recognized that giving thanks is healthy.
因为科学上面也证明感恩是对健康有帮助的。
Last November, Time Magazine put out this article on thankfulness.
时代杂志有一篇文章讲到感谢、感恩的心。
It found that people who are thankful have less risk of heart disease.
感恩的人心脏病的比率比较少。
They sleep better at night.
晚上睡得也比较好。
They have a better career.
事业也比较成功。
They're way happier.
比较快乐。
They have more friends.
有更多的朋友。
They are much more likely to believe in a good God.
而且比较会相信有一个良善的上帝。
In fact, the author of the article had to admit this in the article.
但是这个作者他必须承认。
The author said, I am irreligious and I have found gratitude practices to make my spiritual position difficult.
他是说我没有宗教信仰，但是我这个感恩的态度让我觉得我这个属灵的定位有问题。
She says, those moments when I feel intense gratitude make me want to believe in a benevolent God.
当我觉得强烈感恩的时候，我必好像让我要相信这个有一个慈善的神。
Now she's really onto something here.
所以这个作者是有一些道理。
Because that's when you're thankful, you realize there must be someone to be thankful to.
因为你感谢的话，你一定要有个感谢的对象。
Like you can't be thankful to nothing.
你不可以说向虚无的事情感谢。
You can't be thankful to blind chance.
所以你也不能说所有的事情都是机率机缘。
You see, thankfulness leads us all the way back to God.
所以所有的感谢到最后追根结底都是到上帝的身上。
Because it calls us back to our identity as human beings.
这就是为什么我们是人。
It calls us back to being worshipers, worshipers of God.
为什么我们要来崇拜?
Thankful for everything that God has given to us.
感谢上帝把所有的事情给我们。
You know, this is not in my notes, but I am thankful to be in 80 degree weather rather than 23 degree weather.
我很感谢我在温暖的南加州而不是在纽约二十几度。
I am thankful for roads that aren't covered in ice right now.
所以外面的路都是干净的，不像纽约的街道都是充满了雪。
You know, 2 weeks ago we had a blizzard in Brooklyn.
所以两个礼拜以前大风雪。
Everything shut down.
所有的事情停摆。
Like I have pictures, cars were covered in snow.
连整个车子都完全埋没在雪里头。
And a whole bunch of churches closed.
所有的教会也关门。
And our church was like, we're not going to close.
但是我们的教会说我们不能关门。
So our church was packed with people whose churches closed.
所以我们教会爆满，因为别的教会关门。
We spent the entire Sunday school just singing hymns together.
所以我们的主日学就是大家一起来唱圣诗。
Look, I'm so thankful for those good times, even out of the bad times.
所以因为虽然是困难的时候，但是我们有这么好的时光。
Now, here's the challenge for you and for me.
这是对你我的挑战。
You see, you cannot be a Christian and thank God for the good times.
你不见得需要基督徒来感谢好的时光。
But a Christian thanks God not just for the good times, but also for the bad times.
但是基督徒不但为好时光，也为坏时光。
Because God is doing something good even in the bad time.
虽然时机不好，但是上帝还是在做好做善工。
Now that's why we can be thankful even when we're suffering.
所以就算我们受苦的时候，也可以感恩。
Now why?
为什么呢？
Romans 11.
所以罗马书十一章。
It says, "For from him and through him and to him are all things. To him be the glory forever and ever. Amen."
36节，因为万有都是本于他，倚靠他，归于他，愿荣耀归于他，直到永远。阿们。
Now this means that absolutely everything is ultimately from God and goes back to him.
所有的事情都是上帝带来的，所以最后都归于他。
We can thank God that even in the darkest of times, God is working out our good.
虽然在最黑暗的时候，上帝还是在做善工。
Now probably the deepest way God taught us that was when Jesus died for us on the cross.
所以耶稣在十字架上为我们舍身就是一个最好的教训。
Because you see, when Jesus died on the cross, he was abandoned. All his disciples abandoned him.
所以耶稣在十字架上的时候，所有的门徒都逃离他。
Evil people had crucified the Son of God.
然后邪恶的人把他在十字架上钉死。
Seemed like everything was lost.
所以看起来一切都没有希望。
And even in that moment, God was working out salvation for the world.
但是就是在这个最黑暗的时候，上帝成就了我们的救恩。
Salvation for the people that would trust in Christ.
信靠耶稣就会有救恩。
So in the same way, we can be thankful even when all seems lost.
所以甚至在最黑暗的时候，一切好像都没有希望，我们还是要感恩。
Because God is still working out our good.
因为上帝还是继续在做他的善工。
That's why it says here, pray with thanksgiving.
所以我们要感恩祷告。
We have reason to be thankful.
我们事实上实在很有感恩的
原因。Alright, let's take a minute and do that ourselves right now. Just thank God.
让我们花一分钟来感谢上帝。
Heavenly Father, we thank you that you are our hope even when we've lost hope.
亲爱的天父，虽然在没有希望的时候，你还是带给我们希望。
We thank you that even in the darkest times, you're working out something good.
虽然在最黑暗的时候，你还会成就好的事情。
And we thank you that when we were lost and in our sins, Jesus died for us to bring us home.
虽然我们在罪里迷失，但是耶稣基督为我们舍身赎罪。
And in Jesus' name we pray.
祈祷奉主耶稣的圣名。
Amen.
Amen.
Now one more. Pray continually, pray watchfully, pray thankfully.
所以不断祷告，警醒祷告，感恩祷告。
And pray evangelistically.
然后为福音，传福音祷告。
Look at this, verse 3.
第三节。
At the same time, pray also for us, that God may open to us a door for the word, to declare the mystery of Christ, on account of which I am in prison, that I may make it clear, which is how I ought to speak.
也要为我们祷告，求神给我们开传道的门，能以讲基督的奥秘。我为此下狱被捆锁，叫我按着所该说的话，将这奥秘显出来。
Now, what I love, what touches me about this verse is that Paul is asking the church to pray for him.
保罗要教会为他祷告。
And he's not saying, pray for me to get out of prison, even though I'm in prison.
虽然他在监狱，他并不是说让我离开监狱。
He says, pray specifically for two things.
他特别为两件事情祷告。
Pray that I will be able to share God's word clearly.
他祷告说能够把福音很明显地传出。
And pray that God will open doors so that I can share.
然后求神给我开传道的门。
Now, if you're a Christian today, I know you've run into this problem.
如果你是基督徒的话，我想大概都碰到这个问题。
You are trying to share Jesus with your friend.
你想跟朋友分享耶稣的福音。
But when you open your mouth, something really stupid comes out.
但是开口的时候，你就是讲。
It's like all of a sudden you don't know what to say.
不知道该讲什么。
You don't know where to start.
不知道从何开始。
And the message is just not that clear.
然后讲的话不清不楚。
Has that ever happened to you? It's happened to me.
我相信你们也会有这种经验，因为我也有这种经验。
Maybe it was because you were intimidated or you were nervous.
也许你是很紧张，然后觉得哦，对象地位很高。
But the message just didn't get across.
然后这个道理就是没有显明。
Now what's comforting to me is that the Apostle Paul struggled with the same thing.
但是值得安慰的，使徒保罗也有同样的问题。
Now this is Paul. He wrote 13 books of the New Testament.
然后使徒保罗写了十三卷书
and he's struggling to share the gospel clearly.
然后他也觉得说将这个奥秘显明出来是很困难的事情
He needed prayer.
所以我们需要祷告
So verse 3 is the call for prayer.
所以第三节就是要我们祷告
Look at verse 3 again.
所以再看一遍
It says, at the same time, pray also for us, that God may open to us a door for the word, to declare the mystery of Christ, on account of which I am in prison, and that I may make it clear, which is how I ought to speak.
也要为我们祷告，求神给我们开传道的门，能以讲基督的奥秘。我为此下狱被捆锁。
Now first he says, pray that God will open a door for the word.
求神给我们开传道的门。
Now an open door is an opportunity to share with someone.
开门的话就是有机会可以分享。
You know, just like you open a door and say, come in. You know, you open a door for the gospel to come in.
所以你打开门，让福音能够进来。
Now we need to be praying for these opportunities.
我们要为这样的机会来祷告。
Because when we're not praying for them, maybe these doors aren't even open.
因为有的时候门是不打开的。
Have you ever experienced that? Like, it's so important, because I know you might try to speak to someone about the gospel, but if the door is closed, the door is closed.
如果有的时候你想要传福音，但是那个门没有打开，没有打开就是没有打开。
And you cannot bang that door down. You cannot kick it down.
你不可以就是强想要进入，把那个门敲下来。
The door of a person's heart can only be opened by God.
因为人的心门只有上帝能够打开。
So you can't just try to share Jesus with someone when the door is closed. They won't hear anything you say. You know?
如果那个人心门不打开，他是有听没有到。
It might make them mad. It might turn them off even more.
而且可能有反作用。
Then we got to watch out for that. Sometimes, you know, you got a brother or sister very eager to share the gospel with somebody. But, you know, you can tell the door is closed, but they just keep trying to bang it down.
有些人很热心传教，虽然对方的心门是关的，他还是继续不断的敲打。
No, pay attention for those times when God will open the door.
要有敏感，注意上帝开门的机会。
Maybe He will use an experience in their life and open the door.
也许会用你人生的经验来打开这个门。
Maybe you'll talk about something, all of a sudden they ask you a question. Oh, that there's an open door.
就是跟他们谈一些别的事情，然后突然他会问你这些问题，这个就是开心门的机会。
So pray for that open door.
所以就是为开心门祷告。
Okay, but there's also a second thing.
然后还有第二个重点。
Pray that when that door is open, you'll share the gospel clearly.
然后我们把这个奥秘显明出来。
You see, look at verse 4.
这个就是第四节。
That I may make it clear, which is how I ought to speak.
就是所该说的话，将这奥秘显明出来。
Now, you might have an open door, but you might just end up confusing the person.
也许心门是打开，但是你讲不清楚，反而让他们更加迷惑。
So we gotta pray to be clear.
所以要为清楚来祷告。
And we really need God's help to do this.
我们实在需要上帝的帮助。
We really need His help to know how to say something to somebody.
因为只有上帝来帮助我们该说的话。
Because you know, Christianese is like a totally foreign language to the world.
因为有的时候我们基督徒谈话，对不信的人讲，好像就像讲外国语一样。
See, look at verse 3 again.
再看第三节。
The gospel message is called the mystery of Christ.
讲基督的奥秘。
Now, why is it called the mystery of Christ?
为什么叫讲基督的奥秘?
You see, in the Bible, the word mystery is very different than how we understand mystery.
因为它这个奥秘跟一般好像推理小说不太一样。
We think of mystery as something very hidden, like I gotta find out.
因为奥秘好像说，一般来讲推理小说你是在找。
But it's translated mystery because we don't have a better word. But what it really means is mystery, like something that only God can reveal.
但是奥秘是只有上帝才能够显明的道理。
You see, that's why we need to pray.
这就是我们要祷告的原因。
We need God's help to reveal Christ to other people.
我们需要上帝的帮助来把真理显明出来。
We need God's help to reveal who Jesus really is.
需要上帝来帮助我们真正显明耶稣基督。
That Jesus is the Savior of the world who died to pay for our sins.
耶稣基督是救主，为我们的罪舍身。
That Jesus is God who rose from the dead and is going coming back to judge the whole world.
死里复活，会再来审判世界。
That if you put your life in Jesus' hands, you will not face the judgment day, but you'll escape it through the grace of God.
如果你把生命交给耶稣基督，就不会受到审判。
Now, maybe you're not clear about the gospel message because you don't know the gospel message. Maybe you're new.
也许才是刚信，所以这个奥秘不太清楚。
Here it is in a nutshell.
这个的话，我可以把它总结起来。
There's four words.
只有四个字。
The first one is God.
第一个是真神。
God created the whole universe.
真神创造了整个世界。
He created us to know him and to walk by his ways.
他把我们创造起来就是要认识他。
Here's the second word.
第二个字。
Sin.
罪
We've all turned away from God and gone our own way.
因为我们罪远离了上帝。
We've broken God's law, and there's a penalty for that. The penalty is death.
我们就是犯了主的律法，那是要受到惩罚的。
And that is why we die.
这就是为什么每个人都会死。
But there's a third word.
第三个字
Christ.
耶稣基督。
Instead of making us pay the death penalty, God loved us.
上帝虽然应该给我们死刑，但是他爱我们。
And God came to earth as the man, Jesus.
所以上帝把他的独生爱子到世上，道成肉身。
Jesus lived a perfect life and died on that cross to pay the penalty for our sin.
他是完美的，但是为我们在十字架上舍身，为我们赎罪。
And then Jesus rose from the dead to show he's really God.
然后他死里复活，证明他战胜死亡，他是真神。
God, sin, Christ.
真神罪，耶稣基督。
And then one more word.
然后第四个字
Faith
信靠
We each need to turn away from our sin and turn to Jesus
我们要转离罪来信靠耶稣
When we believe in Jesus all our sins are forgiven by his blood
只要我们信靠耶稣所有的罪都被他的宝血洗净
And you will be adopted into God's family forever
然后我们就会被收养到上帝的家庭
God, sin, Christ, and faith
所以真神罪耶稣基督信靠
Pray for an opportunity in a restaurant where you can share that with somebody.
祈祷甚至在餐厅都可以跟人家分享
Like I heard that before, one of my friends just like had a napkin and shared God, sin, Christ, and faith on the napkin to the waitress.
所以我一个朋友就是在一个餐厅跟一个服务员写这四个字来跟他分享
Now don't be mean about it, the door was open.
这不代表说门是打开的
All right, pray for opportunities, open doors to share Jesus.
所以我们要继续祈祷，希望有机会打开心门。
And then pray that when you do, God will help you make it clear.
而且祷告，当门打开的时候，我们能够把这个奥秘显明出来。
Now, we're going to do that right now. Let's have one more time of silent prayer.
让我们再一次静默的祷告。
And pray for God to open the door in a relationship that you think is closed.
让上帝能够打开心门，让你觉得说那个关系已经被关起来了。
Pray for God to open a door to you to share Jesus with somebody.
让上帝给这个机会打开心门。
And then pray that as you do share, God will make it clear.
可以分享，显明这个真理。
Let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Heavenly Father, we just fix our gaze on you.
亲爱的天父，我们定睛仰望你。
Oftentimes, Lord, we do not know what to do, but our eyes are on you.
有的时候我们不知道该做什么，只有定睛仰望你。
Lord, some of the problems that we face in our life seem absolutely impossible.
有的时候人生的问题好像没有办法解决。
But we just thank you for that verse that nothing is impossible with God.
但是在上帝眼里没有不可能的事。
God, would you take up our life in your care?
照顾我们的生命。
Holy Spirit, would you flood our hearts with your joy and with your peace?
圣灵充满我们，享受你的平安跟喜乐。
Forgive us our sins, Lord.
饶恕我们的罪。
Through the grace that comes to us through Jesus.
因为耶稣基督带给我们的恩典。
Lord, we pray for open doors to be able to share Jesus with others.
求你打开很多人的心门。
And we pray that when we do share, you'll help us to make it clear.
让我们在分享的时候能够把奥秘显明出来。
Thank you for the power of your word.
然后感谢你话语的权利。
Please let it continue to speak to us throughout the week.
继续跟我们说话。
In Jesus' name we pray.
祈祷奉主耶稣的圣名。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, everybody.
好。